Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you suspect you're paying more rent than your neighbor for a similar living space? If so, you're not alone. In the world of real estate, rent discrepancies are not uncommon, and they can leave tenants feeling puzzled and even frustrated. Let's delve into a recent incident I encountered, which sheds light on the complexities of this issue and the various factors at play. This story offers a glimpse into the intricacies of real estate transactions, from tenant-landlord agreements to the role of agents in the process. The tenant's dilemma. In June, a tenant reached out to me with a complaint. She believed she had been overcharged for her rental unit. It all came to light when she was about to sign her tenancy agreement. To her surprise, the agreement stated a rental price of $600,000, while she had already paid $700,000 upfront, covering 3 months of rent and a security deposit. This situation demanded immediate attention, and I stepped in to mediate, as I often do, in cases involving agents, landlords, and house hunters. Unveiling the mystery. Upon investigation, I uncovered a peculiar rule set by the landlord for all agents in the area. According to this rule, agents who secured tenants at the official rate of $600,000 for each unit would receive no commission. However, those who brought tenants at $700,000 were entitled to a $100,000 commission from each of the 3 months' advance payments. This arrangement meant that once the tenant paid $700,000 per month upfront, she would then later be handed a tenancy agreement indicating the lower $600,000 rent. When she questioned this inconsistency, the landlord pointed fingers at the agent, claiming the agent had pocketed the extra $300,000 from the tenant's advance payment. The agent's dilemma. The agent, when confronted, explained that he had no intention of securing a tenant at $600,000, as per the landlord's rule. Doing so would mean working without any commission, a situation he couldn't afford, given the expenses associated with his work, including listing properties on platforms like Red, which had connected the tenant to this property. Navigating a complex situation. This case presented a unique challenge for me. It was my first encounter with a landlord imposing such rules on real estate agents. My only recourse was to clarify to the tenant that this discrepancy stemmed from the landlord's practices. In essence, when you engage an agent, you often end up paying a higher price for the unit, which includes the agent's commission. In the end, the tenant signed the agreement for a monthly rent of $600,000, despite her dissatisfaction with the perceived loss of $300,000 from her advance payment. The tenant's decision. I had suggested to the tenant earlier that she could choose to abandon the agreement and seek a refund from the landlord, then look for another apartment. However, she declined my advice, reasoning that the apartment she had secured was, as the best in the area and conveniently located near her workplace, unlike the alternatives she had considered. The wider issue. For the purposes of this blog, it's important to recognize that this incident is not an isolated case. Research has shown that tenants in the same area with similar units often pay different rental amounts, influenced by factors such as bargaining power and the agent's commission. Moreover, landlords with strategically positioned apartments can secure tenants directly and are less inclined to pay commissions to agents unless they secure tenants at higher monthly rates. Understanding rent discrepancies. Rent discrepancies in the real estate market can result from a multitude of factors, including the condition of the unit, amenities provided, lease terms, tenancy duration, and tenants' negotiation skills. While agents may sometimes inflate prices, inconsistent practices on the part of landlords, such as setting rents based on individual negotiations or market fluctuations, can also contribute to the variation. An agent's perspective. According to Mayanja Frank, from Grace and Truth Real Estates, it's quite common to encounter situations where tenants living in the same vicinity, under the same landlord's ownership, are subject to varying rental fees for comparable living accommodations. Frank elaborates that these rent disparities can be attributed to a range of factors. These factors may encompass the condition of the rental unit, the amenities provided, the terms of the lease, the duration of the tenancy, and even the negotiation skills of individual tenants. In essence, the rental amount isn't solely determined by a fixed formula but can fluctuate based on these multifaceted considerations. Drawing from his extensive experience, Frank underscores that rental price differences can arise from a combination of factors. While real estate agents may occasionally influence pricing by inflating rates, landlords themselves can also play a significant role in these discrepancies. Landlords may opt to set rental rates based on individual negotiations or in response to market fluctuations, thereby contributing to the variations in rent. Frank further notes that tenants' reactions upon discovering that their neighbors are paying less for identical living spaces can vary widely. Some tenants may experience frustration or discontentment, while others may opt to engage in discussions with the landlord or agent to seek a rent adjustment that aligns with their own terms and expectations. Ultimately, rent disparities in the real estate landscape can prompt a spectrum of responses among tenants. In conclusion, rent discrepancies in the real estate market can be complex and challenging to navigate. If you find yourself in a similar situation, it's essential to understand the various factors at play and consider your options carefully. Seeking advice from real estate professionals and doing though, rough research can help you make informed decisions when it comes to renting your next home.